Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The center fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting 8th. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Schoolboy Rowe. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Schoolboy Rowe. And now, play ball. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly takes first base on ball four. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Weatherly moves to second. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg takes first base on ball four. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Higgins moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner strikes out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenberg. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hemsley for a passed ball. Rowe moves to second. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel strikes out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly who is chasing the ball. Higgins reaches third base with a triple. Bell throws the ball into Hemsley who tags Higgins trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive towards first. York catches it and steps on first to double up Keltner. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Fox reaches second base with a double. Frankie Pitlock now catching. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rowe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel bunts towards third. Keltner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Keltner. Rowe moves to third. Bartel moves to second. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rowe scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. There goes Bartel trying to get to third. Boudreau throws to Keltner who tags Bartel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Rowe covering, for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Fox reaches second base with a double. Higgins goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Tigers. Birdie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 2 in the game. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field. Chapman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Chapman. Fox scores. Tebbets moves to second. It's 4-0, Tigers. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rowe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Rowe covering, for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to third. Mack moves to second. Odell Hale pinch hits for Al Milner. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Howell now pitching. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McCoskey bunts towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. It's 5-0, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Greenberg. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. with a walk. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.